Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, you have certainly got some nasty business.
Well, I thought it was a joke. I thought the email we were getting was just a joke.
No, you didn't.
Saying Kirksey and Rashard Higgins, said, oh, that's funny. They threw in Higgins. That's a funny joke.
So you really want to ask this question?
All right, who had more yards? Who has more career yards? Wide receiver, Rashard Higgins or Donovan Peoples-Jones?
Obviously, it's Donovan Peoples-Jones.
That would be correct.
What are you trying to say? I mean, Christian Kirksey, I'll defend Christian Kirksey all damn day long. Don't you even.
What, just as a citizen, Cleveland Brown, tried to get the culture going?
He was a good football player.
Inventor of the dog check?
Yeah. Kind of work, man. Come on.
Hey, he tried.
Yeah.
I give him credit for trying. Did he
He's
do
a
hater?
Hell of a drummer.
Did he do hater shades?
No.
That was Corey Coleman.
Is he going to get a retirement day?
Well, he might.
Is Josh going to get a retirement
Corey
day?
Corey Coleman, even.
No, what, dog check or
no, hater shades?
No, hater shades. I think that was Corey and Josh on the same day.
Yeah.
Hater blockers. Bobby in Bay Village. Hello, Bobby.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey, you got to first off, the Browns don't have too many guys coming back to retire as Browns, so I guess that's a good thing there. But
most of them retired while they were on the Browns because they weren't good enough.
It's true. But Hollywood was part of the spark that with Landry, and he got a couple things going. Shoot, man, he doesn't get clocked in the head against Kansas City. He scores that touchdown.
Yeah, that wasn't his fault.
About a different story.
That wasn't his fault. Dirty Dan Sorensen went after him.
Dirty Dan, that's right.
One of the greatest football players of all time.
Hey,
oh, right. Stop it.
As far as Joe Hayden goes, I mean, I know he's beloved and all that, but he had a concussion every other week. It just kept happening to him. He kept sitting out. Then all of a sudden he's a Steeler and he's playing three seasons in a row without a glimpse.
Wait a minute. So what about Rashard Higgins ended up playing for the Panthers.
No, what I mean is I know a guy that bowled with Rashard over at Yorktown. And he really liked it here. Something went awry. I don't know what it was. But
I know what it was.
What do we got?
Don't need to talk about that.
Got? What do we got?
It's his day to retire.
Spill the beans, Kenny. Spill the beautiful beans.
All right, doing it today. I'll do it another
time.
Come on. Nah, it's his day. I ain't doing it today. I ain't that bad.
By the way, Joe Hayden did make a Pro Bowl with the Steelers.
Yeah. I know.
After we let him go.
Yeah, I know what went wrong, though. Might be able to fool the FBI. He can't fool the FB me. Ah, congratulations on your retirement. It'll be fun. All right, Mitch, what you got?
I have a clip from yesterday, the Hoop Collective podcast. Brian Windhorst was joined by the likes of Tim Bontemps and Om Yong Misuk talking about the final day of the regular season. So I'm going to feed the beast that is the angry Cavs fans after Sunday's loss.
Uh-oh.
What we got?
Nothing. Continue.
I can't wait to hear this, Mitch.
After Sunday's loss, that, look, there are some Cavs fans that are angry at the strategy, and Tim Bontemps is one of them. Let's take a listen.
This was a reprehensible thing that the Cavs did. What the Cavs did was scream to the world they have absolutely no faith in their team, that they can't beat Philly, they can't beat Miami, so let's make sure we finish fourth and we get Orlando so maybe we can win a series and then we're going to get pounded by Boston, because clearly we have no faith in beating Philly or Miami, so God help us against Boston, because what are we going to do against them? I mean, every year we get to the final day or two of the regular season.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I got to hear all these people say, oh, this team should try to tank to get this matchup, or this team should try to tank to do this, try to avoid this team in the first round. What are we doing here? The whole point of this, in theory, if you're a top four team in your conference, you should be going to the playoffs saying, hey, we got a chance to win two rounds, get to the conference finals, get to the NBA finals, win a title. That's what you should be thinking about the goal is. All I've heard about from the Cavs for the past year and a half is, oh, we got this great core. We're building this thing. It's going to be great. We got all this young talent. We're going in this awesome direction.
All right, well, I ain't going to lie to you. His manner of speaking in his voice, if he were a caller, I'd immediately given him the sweet chin music. Second of all,
Ken would have gone off on Tim Bontemps.
No. See, that's the thing. Hearing him say that, all of a sudden, I'm going
to
take back everything I said yesterday and go after this Tim Bontemps fella. Okay, I can say these things. You can't. They are trying to build this type of stuff, all right? Don't be giving me this basketball gods garbage. You got me on your side now. I'm talking to the Cavs. You're the slipperiest wizard.
It was one clip
of one guy who can't stop. Everybody goes, you got to hear Tim Bontemps on this. You got to hear Tim Bontemps. Who the hell's Tim Bontemps? Okay, I listen to Wendy on something. I listen to Zach Lowe on something. I don't need to hear Tim Bontemps jump in and say, God knows what about God knows who.
We have David Thorpe coming on tomorrow.
I got my own opinions on all that stuff. I don't need to hear some guy. I don't like the audio, Mitch, even though you got a lot out of me, so I guess you ended up winning this one.
Oh, that's a win, Mitch.
No, that's a win for Mitch, please. Yeah. I got you on that. Because I just think that people, when they hear that, they just think of another guy. Like, if you were to not know us say that guy's name, you'd have just thought he was Jeff in Cleveland Heights. I'm naming a random name in a random town. That's what you would have thought. And you were waiting for me to give him the sweet chin music. He might not have been right by the time it's all said and done, but I'm going to get defensive about the Cavs. Because
he is right. That's what they did.
I mean, he's not
totally
wrong. They're
saying they're building, though. They, as much as I disagree with them, yeah, that's what they're doing. I don't like hearing it from somebody like that. That's all.
Boy, they better win this series.
Yeah, they better win this
series. Holy cow, must they win this series.
They better win this series.
And do it for Rashard Higgins. I mean, on the day that he is coming back to retire as a Cleveland Brown after his decorated career playing for the Browns.
Should the Browns have Isaiah Thomas break the guitar at a Browns game this fall after Andrew Bynum, not Andrew Bogut.
No, Bogut. Didn't we sign Bogut?
We had Bynum, and he played
for like 16 seconds.
That's right. Then Andrew Bynum threw the basketball.
That's right. Yep.
At the backboard.
You should have Andre Drummond do it. Independence all the time, Andrew Bynum.
Yeah. You saw Chipotle at Independence. We should have him do it after the Johnny Manziel thing with the basketball.
You know, we talk about...
Now that's turning teams against each other.
In Pittsburgh, they had that show that had that great run for many years, Ilkin and Barrasso. Can you imagine in Cleveland the basketball expertise of Bynum and Bogut in the mornings?
Outstanding work by you today. Outstanding from David Steele. He was excellent. The TV play-by-play voice of the Orlando Magic. You will hear, I believe, Browns personnel today starting around noon. Players, the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Kevin Stefanski, around 1 o'clock.
There's more. Rashard Higgins is going to be on the Afternoon Drive show.
Oh, he is? Is he? No.
Just got that email.
No.
Keith, yes, I will promote your guest coming on in Afternoon Drive.
Congratulations to Christian Kirksey and Rashard Higgins for retiring as Cleveland Browns. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10 for Big Country, for Jeff, for Meredith, for Mitch, for the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima. I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends. And yes, go Cavs and go Gardos.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.